This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, August 26, written by John Van Scapen. Father, make us one. From Romans 15. With one mind and one voice, may you glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the greatest obstacles to spread the gospel today is the divisiveness in the church. This problem is not new, but that doesn't make it any less serious. Paul indicates that the division between Jew and Gentile followers of Jesus was problematic in the early church. Though we need not agree about everything, the Bible emphasizes that followers of Jesus Christ should demonstrate unity. We can achieve this by following the example of Jesus as we serve one another. We should pray that God will give us the same attitude of mind toward each other that Jesus Christ had. We should also praise God for the privilege of Christian relationships. This will bring glory to God. Paul instructs his readers to praise, rejoice, and sing hymns to express their unity, and to glorify God for his mercies. Shouldn't we, who have also received God's great salvation in the one Savior, Jesus Christ, lift up our voices to praise him in unity? One of my greatest privileges has been to worship God with sisters and brothers in many different lands. Though often I cannot understand the words being sung, I know we are one in the Spirit and in the Lord. It thrills my heart to sing praises to God with these believers because I know the power of the Holy Spirit is there with us as we worship our Savior Jesus together. In what ways do you strive for unity with other believers? Will you pray with me? Father, make us one. Unite us, that the world may know you have sent Jesus, the Savior. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.